Now we're going to dedicate the whole shiur to the Indian of Chatzis Shiur. The first half, the first Chatzis Shiur is going to be about trying to summarize a little bit of what Daniel learned. And the second Chatzis Shiur is going to be about the very prevalent Shiloh, which is also the gate to the Sugya of Chatzis Shiur. So the Gemara says that there's a machlok of Yechon Rishlok, Shabbechon holds that Chatzis Shiur is also Midaraisa. And the Shlokh says it's only awesome. The Abonim, Chatzis Shiur, a person, there's an issa to eat chaylev, let's say, to eat a kazayis of chaylev. A person eats kazayis chaylev, he's over, the lav, he gets malchus, carbon, chorus. And if he eats a Chatzis Shiur, Birkin says it's also awesome with the rice. Shlokh says it's only awesome with the Abonim. What's the Birkin's? The chorus, the first thing more brings a swar, Birkin says a swar, it's chosid, it's tarufi. Because since you could take this Chatzis Shiur and be mitzara, if it combined with another Chatzis Shiur, the mela, it's awesome. And the second thing that one brings in the Braisa, that is the Zekosov called Chaylev, that Zekosov, the Chatzis Shiur is also, and the Rishonim were bothered, why do you need two things, the Svara and the Pasuk? So there's three Mahalakim in the Rishonim. Tosfos says that if you'd only have a Pasuk, I wouldn't know the Pasuk is talking about Chatzis Shiur, I think maybe the Pasuk is only talking about the Isser of Kvi. That a Kvi has an Isser of Chaylev. How do I know that's this of Chatzis Shiur? So once you have the Svara tells me that there's a Pasuk to darshan the Pasuk. But Avad, the Svara by itself wouldn't be enough. I use the Svara to tell me to darshan the Pasuk. The second Mahalak in the Rishonim is Ritva. The Ritva says that it's the time of the crow. There's a Pasuk that says the Isaf Kochelev. But what's the reason behind the Pasuk? The reason behind the Pasuk is that it's Chazim of Teruk. Because you could combine it with another Chatzi Kazayis, so in Mela, that's why it's also. And Shaila is, we know that it's a Machlok Tanoim, if there shouldn't time of the crow or not. So why is it relevant to know what the time of the crow is? But some of the Pshat in the Tzvah is that it's not just the time of the crow, but it's the gather of the Isra of Chatzis Shiur is because of Chatzis Taruf. Meaning to say that the ramifications of the Isra of Chatzis Shiur are going to be dependent on what the Svara is. Since the Svara behind the Pasuk is Chatzis Shiur, is Chazal Tarufi, so in Mela, if only where you have a Chazal Svara of Chazal Tarufi, will it be awesome? If you find an instance where there's no Svara of Chazal Tarufi, where you can't combine it, Meizatam, then it's not going to be awesome. And the third Mahalik is the Ram Shavuos, says that I would think, since the pasuk of Chatzis Shiur is talking about Chelos have increases. How do I know Kol Tarkula? By all the surim that you also have in Isra of Chatzis Shiur, so that you need the Svar of Chatzis Tarufi to apply it to all the surim of Kol Tarkula as well. But L'chayim, if we all the Rishonim, it comes out that the only time that you have an Isra of Chatzis Shiur is only where it's backed by the Svar of Chatzis Tarufi. All three Mahalakim are all using the Svar in one way or another. And only where you have the Svar Chazal Tarufi do you have the Isra of Chatzis Shiur. Reb Chaim Oizer wants to be Mechadish. Anu Mahalach had to answer this kash of the Rishonim. Why you need the Svar and the Pasuk? Reb Chaim Oizer says, with a Hakirim, with a Klana Hakirim, what's the Isra of Chatzis Shiur? Is the Isra of Chatzis Shiur a person eats a Kazayis of Chaylev? He eats a Kazayis of Chaylev, he's Chayiv Kartz. If he eats a half of a shear of chaylev, then he doesn't have karas. He doesn't have the full potency of the isra of chaylev, but he still has in the eight. He has that isra of chaylev in a more mild version. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat? No, it's not an isra chaylev. It's a klolius digadin, it's a general din in kol terpul. That whenever, if you have the full shear, you're over an isra. If you eat the half a shear, if you do the half a shear, then you'll be over this new isra called chatzis shear. That you learn from a pasuk of Kol Chaylev. Chaim Oizer says that both are true. There's two din. One din is that if you have a full shear of nevela, of chaylev, of trefa, whatever it is, if you have half of that, then you have that isra in a more mild version. And another din is, and that's because it's chazal tarufi, since you could combine it with another half. So melal, it's part of an isra. Part of the isra is also aser. And the other thing is that you learn from it, there's a custom of Kol Chaylev, that wherever there is, if you do the full Isser, if you do the full kazayis, if you would eat the full kazayis, you'd be over Isser, then if you do half of it, then you're over this new Isser, which is in Kol Derekula, any time there's a full Isser, half of it is also Kol Derekula. And I want to say three nafkaminas. So Chaim Yosef says it's both dinim, and I want to say three nafkaminas between these two tzvot. What the Isser of Chatzashir is. Is it a more mild version of the full Isser? Is it a more mild version of the Isser Chelev, for example? Or is it a totally new Isser, which applies to all Isurim, that whenever you have a full Isser, if you do half of it, then you have this new Isser called Kohen. One nafkamina is, there's a din on Yom Kippur, somebody, or even on Yom Kippur, somebody has to eat, the Oidra and Isser has to eat Machol Sasuris, the Koch Nefesh. You know, the Koch Nefesh is Deich HaKol Terpula. What happens if a person has a choice? He could eat either Nevela, or he could eat Chelev. Which one does he eat first? Which one do you choose? The Mishnah says you try to get him to eat Hakala Kalti. First, try to get him to eat the Isser, which is not as Chomer. Then, if you, for whatever reason that doesn't work, you can eat the Isser, which is more Chomer. For example, he has one Kazayis of Nevela, one Kazayis of Caleb. Caleb is five Kodis. So, of course, try to get him to eat the Nevela first. If that's not going to work, let him eat the Caleb. What happens if a person doesn't have to eat a full Kazayis? He only has to eat the Chatzizayis. So he has a choice. Should he eat the Chatzizayis Nevela? Should he eat the Chatzizayis Chelev? So the Chayyim tell me this. If you learn that the Issa Chatzishir is a main of the Issa Chelev, half of Chatzizayis of Chelev is the Issa of Chelev in a more mild version. So then, and half of Chatzizayis of Nevela is a Nevela more mild version. So you have a choice between a half a Nevela and a half a Chelev. Avada, eat the half of Nevela first, because half of Chelev, even if he's not going to actually get Koritz, because he didn't eat a full shear, but on top of it, it has the Chomer of an Isser, which has Koritz. But if you hold that it's a new Isser called Chatzishir, then whenever a person is ever a full Isser, half of that is also for a new reason, a general din called Terekulav, Chatzishir, so that it's not going to matter, it doesn't make a difference, they're both the same. Half of Chelev have the same Chomer. So it doesn't make a difference which one. There's no din Arkala Kalkila. The Ramban in Persa Odom clears this Shaila, and he has two tzdodim. Is there a din of Arkala Kalkila by a Chatzishir or not? It seems the Ramban is good for clearing these two tzdodim. What's the plan of Chatzishir? Second Afkamina could be Yoharit Vayav. We know that Pikuch Nefesh Deich HaKol Terekula. How about somebody who is in a situation where he has to be over one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. That we know that it is Yoharit Bal Yavar, that rather get killed and not be over one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. What happens if a person has a Chatzishir of the Gimel Averis Chamuris? What happens if a person has a Chatzishir of Avodah Zarah? Is he mechuyev to get killed and not to be over that or not? Bezraid Avodah Zarah is also Yoharit Bal Yavar. It doesn't have to be the full Isser. Even if it's the main of Gimel Averis Chamuris, he has the Isser of he has the din of Yoharit Bal Yavar. So what's my Chatzishir? So Bochanan says again, it's totally these two tzedakot. If the pshat in Chatzishir is that it's a main of the Gimel Averis Chamuris, so then on the Chatzishir of Gimel Averis Chamuris is also going to be Yoharit Bal Yavar. But if the pshat in Chatzishir is that it's a naya Isser that has nothing to do with the Gimel Averis Chamuris, then on that Chatzishir, Kol Chelus is that the Chosim, the general din. It has nothing to do with Arai, it's nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. It's a new Isser. It's not going to be a din Yoharit Bal Yavar. I want to discuss a Shaila. So even if you were only listening with a Chatzishir, it's not related to what we're talking about, so you can tune in now. The Gemara says that if to milk a cow on Shabbos is a malacha deraisa, there's a malacha called dosh, that means to extract something from within something else, is the malacha of dosh. You're not allowed to extract something from inside something else on Shabbos. So to milk a cow, you're extracting the milk from inside the cow, that's the isser of dosh, the tolda of dosh. And the same thing applies for a mother to express her milk on Shabbos is also a malacha deraisa of dosh, and it's also. And if she wants to take it out to express the milk and then feed it later to the baby, that would be a malacha of dosh, malacha deraisa. A malacha where it's a tzar, and she's doing it just to relieve herself, so it's only a drabonon, and then if you go to Hilchos Yibud, you're not saving it, then in certain instances it's mutter. But Al-Kuponim, that's what we're talking about tonight. So the question is like this. How is a mother allowed to nurse her baby? B'chayra, twofold. First of all, when she puts the baby on her, so then she's making the baby be over the Isser of Dosh. The baby is nursing, taking out the milk. The baby is being over the Isser of Dosh. The baby doesn't have an Isser, but it's the Isser of Svi B'yadayim. And even though the baby is not even B'lachinuch, but you're not allowed to make a cotton be over the Isser. That's called Svi B'yadayim. So for a gadol to make a cotton be over the Isser is their Isser. So that you're not allowed to. Secondly, the mother herself is over the Isser of Dosh. Why? I don't tell me, maybe the mother didn't do it. It's the baby who's suffering. Maybe the mother is not doing Dosh. So the Gemara says that in the olden days, they used to do bloodletting. And it was a refuah. So the question is, so they used to take a leech and put it on the person and it would suck the blood. The place to say it was called bankus. And they used to take the bankus and suck the blood. And that was the refuah. So the Magen Avraham and the Ebene Ezer hold that this is a malacha d'oraisa. The person didn't do anything. So they say, no, you put the leech on the person, and it's automatically, immediately going to suck the blood, then it's going to be a issa d'oraisa. That's considered like you're doing it. So maybe it's issa d'oraisa, netilas neshama, to take out blood from a person is a total of netilas neshama. So maybe they say that's a d'oraisa. The question is, if putting on the aluka to suck the blood is a deraisa, so the mother to put on the baby, the chayyur she's doing the dish, you see, they're putting on something, and that will automatically cause the malacha, that's considered you doing it. So in male, the chayyur, the mother's being overdosh. Not just the baby, the mother's also being overdosh. So what's the head of the Nisan Shabbos? So avada, if it's a sakana, if the baby needs it to live, then the tukach nefesh derech kal derech kula. But there's many instances, if you have a baby which is older, and it doesn't need it to live, or let's say it's 5 minutes before the end of Shabbos. You could last for another 5 minutes. What's the head of the nurse 5 minutes before the end of Shabbos? In 5 minutes, you wait another 5 minutes. It's not the Kukh Nefesh. This Shiloh, Reb Leizer tells her, and Reb Simcha, Reb Sameach, they ask this kasha. And there's a few mahalakim not growing. One mahalak is the Hartzvi. The Hartzvi wants to say, you know why it's mutter? You know why you let a nurse? It's because it's a chatzashir. Why? What's the shir of Chaliva? To milk the cow, or to nurse, what's the shear? How much do you have to do? You have to do a groivus. If you have the size of a groivus, that's how much milk you have to take out. If you take that amount of milk, that's the malacha d'oraisa. If you do less than that, Zok Tavish Pesach, if you do less than that, so you have a chatzah shear. I will tell me that the Gemara says, there's also malacha of kosev. You're not allowed to write. What's the shear of writing? 2 oysters. Zok Gemara, if you write 1 ois in the morning and 1 ois in the afternoon, that's also the malacha. Even though you didn't do it together, but they're mitzurit. So if the baby nurses in one suck a little bit, and then the next 5 all together, it has a dreidris. So l'chayr is the same as writing 2 oisias. What's the difference? Zok there, but no. Over here, when you write the second ois, the first ois is still around. So the 2 are mitzurit, and it becomes a malach. Over here, when the baby takes the second suck, the first is already in his stomach, it's gone. So mele is never mitzurit. So mele is never, you never have a shir shalom. It's always a chatzishir. You pass like a biyorich, and a chatzishir is also awesome deraisa. So vayta, what's the heter? The chayra chatzishir is also awesome deraisa. So the Bereshit says, no, the chatzishir is also awesome deraisa, which causes it's terufis. Where you take the two, and it could, they could combine, and it will eventually become a shir, then you have the isser. But over here, it's never going to turn into a shir, because you start off with one small sub, it goes into your stomach, it's gone, it's never going to become a full shir. It's never going to become because it's terufis. If it's not chazal terufi, then you don't have the isser. That's what we saw in the Rishonim, that without the chazal terufi, it's never going to be awesome. So Mele says that's the hetter to nurse on Shabbos, and he wants to say that even if you have a tzoyra, then if the baby doesn't want to nurse from the mother for whatever reason, then she could take it, express a little bit at a time onto a spoon, let's say, and feed it to the baby, and then once the baby swallows it, do it again, and you'll never have a shear, and Mele will never have the isser.